community.
It's a Monday night in Tucson, and a group of about 25 bartenders, servers, and other people who work in the local hospitality industry are gathered at Dragoon Brewing Company. The brewers invited them here to learn more about craft beer.
So if you smell something in a beer that could remind you of, you know, like freshly cut grass on a summer day as a kid, you know, that's going to be different than...
It's part of a renewed effort by local brewers to raise the bar on beer. They're focusing on the local aspects, beer that's made locally and drunk locally. After a short presentation in the tasting room, the group moves into the brewing area. Gleaming vessels of stainless steel and elaborate pipeworks fill the room. Eric Green, the brewmaster at Dragoon, is holding up a mason jar of malt and explaining how it, along with yeast, hops, and water, go into making beer.
This is about 250 grams of malt, so we'll just fill this up with water. And in a little bit, you guys can come smell this, and it's going to smell awesome.
Tristan White handles marketing for Dragoon. He says the industry night is an opportunity for people who sell craft beer at bars and restaurants to get to know the people who brew it.
One of the things that we really wanted to do when we started this business was to be a leader in the industry, in the beer community. And one of the ways that we thought we could do that was to get involved with other people in the industry, business owners, bar managers, bartenders, distributors. And yeah, we wanted to kind of, you know, get everybody kind of under the same roof and just be friends.
It's also a matter of increasing quality and steering the novice craft beer drinker in the right direction.
Think about it from the perspective of a bartender that's never had a beer and he's trying to sell it. It's good if he's at least tried it. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a style of beer or you know, doesn't have to be their favorite, but at least having experienced it is good. Anything that gets, you know, more craft beer out in front of people is good. And, you know, I was kind of talking about being thoughtful when you're tasting beer. You know, I would rather people taste beer and think about it as you're doing it. And then, you know, drink whatever you want. But anything that can get people in front of craft beer is good.
George Hancock is owner of the Phoenix Ale Brewing Company and is on the board of the Arizona Craft Brewers Guild. He's been in the beer business in one way or another for more than 20 years, and he says the entire craft beer industry is exploding.
The American beer industry has gone from being the butt of international jokes in the 80s to being the most dynamic, innovative industry, beer industry in the world. We're playing a little bit of catch-up here in Arizona in terms of the number of breweries operating in the state. But the quality and the variety of beers is outstanding.
And that means an economic shot in the arm for Arizona businesses and more local jobs. The hard part, says Hancock, is getting Arizonans to drink beer made in Arizona.
The economic benefits are potentially very significant for the state. The fact is that at this time, 99.9% of beer consumed in the state is brewed elsewhere. And we're just starting to reverse that trend. And that's a trend that's going to continue. We're going to try and bite into that 99.9% number and create some, you know, meaningful jobs right here.
As a brewer, Hancock says he's seen several iterations of the craft beer movement. It started out simple, basically pale ales, browns, reds, maybe a stout or porter. These days, brewers are branching out, experimenting with styles like Doppelbocks and Belgian quadruples, and trying exotic ingredients that just a few years ago would have been unheard of in beer. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.